Welcome to the Hollow Earth Network. Tonight, here live from Hollow Earth. Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. Starships are arriving from throughout the galaxy. Earth is putting on a show. Benevolent Argarthians, emerging from subterranean cities, bring information long withheld. Learn what everyone knows but us. Immense starships are arriving from distant star systems. Why? Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. This is a galactic event. Our loving Hollow Earth family brings knowledge, knowledge of our evolution to fifth dimension. What should we know? What should we do? How should we prepare? Where will we be in December 2012? Learn from the most informed network on the planet. The Hollow Earth Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another evening at HollowEarthNetwork.com, where we bring in the messages of Billy and his father, Sora. And tonight I would like to give kudos out to both Billy and Jane. They have been very instrumental in moving me up here from Florida. So I have really been leaning on them here in the past few weeks. And they have come through like some real troopers. So thank you both, Jane and Billy. And with that, let's bring in Billy. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. So any announcements, anything you'd like to talk about before we get into the nitty-gritty?
Well, there's... been a lot of stuff going on, but nothing major at the moment. But we have been hearing a lot about sounds that have been heard around the world in different locations throughout the United States, and they don't know where they're coming from. Well, I'm about to tell you where they're coming from. They are the Argarthians on the surface that are in the process of cleansing the atmosphere and cleansing the lakes and the rivers and the oceans and the streams. That's the sound you're hearing. They're just letting you know they're here.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, yes, we've been hearing a lot of these sounds, and they've been going on for, a year ago, I think I first heard about these. But we're getting
more
a lot of
now. We're not talking about the sounds that you heard last year. We're talking about the ones that have recently been discovered or been hearing in New York and in Alabama or wherever. These sounds that they've been hearing sound like it's right over top of their house. And very loud, and they were panicking because they were in fear that it was an invasion or it was some kind of negative force being perpetrating something upon our planet. But that's not it. It's nothing to fear. It's only the Argarthians straightening out our pollution and the atmosphere, cleaning up the air. And also cleaning up the rivers and streams and the water table, in the because there's the sounds that are coming from the ground as well. And these sounds are the Argarthians doing their work. So they're using sound to they're using, what is it, high or low vibrations. I haven't heard these sounds yet here in Colorado Springs.
I haven't heard them in Colorado Springs either. But according to the YouTube, there it's being heard all over the place, globally.
Okay.
And but we just haven't had the opportunity to hear them yet.
Well, stranger than not, I've been feeling vibrations out there in the RV park where I'm staying in Manitou Springs. A lot of shaking. It seems to be at night. I don't know what it is, but it's not wind. Because on still nights, this RV it'll shake it just ever so slightly.
Right.
Huh. Wow. So our brothers and sisters from the Agartha Network are at work.
Yes, they are.
What's on the agenda? What's the next thing are we to look for? What's
next thing to look for?
Well, yes.
The thing about it is you want to, the key is to raise your vibrations and raise your energy levels and your consciousness levels. That's the main ingredient, the main key that's going to get you where you need to be. And you need to stop, and there again, I'm not pointing a finger at anyone. This is, in general, the global population. Everyone on this planet needs to get out of their third dimensional thinking, because the longer you stay in that third dimensional thinking, the more fear is going to enter into your mind, the more doubts, the more skepticism is going to enter into your mind, and it's going to rob you of your prize. And what is that prize? Ascension. So if you want to, if everyone wants to raise their vibration, raise their energy levels, and raise their consciousness levels, I'm going to give you the technique right now, over the phone right now, how to do it. And it's going to be quite simply done. It's very simple. It's a very simple technique. It can be done anywhere. If you're in a wheelchair, don't worry about it. You can do it in a wheelchair. If you happen to be in bed, you're bedridden, you can do it in bed. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter where you are, you can do it. Okay, now give a listen to this, okay? What you want to do, if you're not sitting down now, go ahead and sit down if you can. If you're in a wheelchair, just stay where you're at. If you're in, sitting in a chair right now and you have the ability to get down in a lotus position or cross your legs, all the better. Just go ahead and do what feels comfortable for you, okay? And what you need to do is you want to close your eyes. You want to take your thumb and index finger and touch your third eye, which is located directly above your nose and between your eyes. And that is your third eye. Then you come down to your right knee. And then come back across to your left knee. And then back up to the third eye. What you have just done, you have created a pyramid of energy and protection over your body. Now, what you do now is you take the palms of your hands and you reverse them. Ball of your palms, one will be facing your left shoulder, and one will be facing your right shoulder, and then you twist them out in front of you in the shape of an open clamshell, not a nearly closed clamshell, but a wide open clamshell, and then you blow through your teeth. When I say blow, I don't mean or. I mean through your teeth and blow hard. And then wait a moment. Take a breather. A few moments. And then
do it again. What that does, that brings your energy up from your first chakra, which would be your the root chakra, up through your body, into your up through your heart chakra, into your crown chakra, and outward. And that energy is blown out through your hands in those open clamshell. The more you do that, the better you feel. The more you do that, the higher your vibrations rise and your consciousness and then energy rises as well. The more you do that, that is your technique for raising your consciousness to that of fourth dimension.
And for those interested in seeing the video of this being performed, it is on the website, hollowearthnetwork.com. I believe there's a tab there for videos. You could go down there. And
okay, now if there is anyone that has a question about that technique, and only a question about that technique, let them go ahead and call in and ask it.
Okay. Okay. We have a caller that would like to call into the show. Your numbers are there at the top. If you're familiar with EBS Radio, the numbers are there. Tonight, both of us are without computers. We were trying frantically for the last 30 minutes to try to get the computers compatible and the earphones working, and we just weren't having luck. So we resolved to the old telephone backups. Well, Billy, I'm wondering if it isn't just the energy that we're emitting. Maybe it's just too much. Because we had this problem when I was down home.
I know that I give off a lot of energy, and whenever I work with people here up in Colorado Springs, working on healing. My energy is extremely strong, and I give off a good amount of it. I don't know if that has anything to do with this or not, but it didn't last time, so I don't see why it would this time.
Yeah, well, last time you and I were in two different cities. So,
well, that's true.
We weren't together. Yeah.
That's true.
I was there in the office in Manitou. In the RV park, and
if there's no questions concerning the technique, I'll continue on.
Yes. Any comments? Okay. Okay, let's continue.
Okay. So the main thing you need to think about, everyone, is you need to get into what is termed as your heart area. You start going inward to your heart. That's where your ascension lies. That's where your everything is at. It's all in your heart. The heart chakra is very, very important. And once you connect with your heart chakra, and your mind filters into your heart chakra, then you'll know what is being said is actual fact and not fiction and not a theory or any of that. It happens to be actual fact. And it is documented fact, and it can be confirmed through several websites. Not just mine, but several others. One in particular is called Our Hollow Earth. It's Rodney Clough's site, and he gives off scientific evidence proving the Earth is hollow. So there you go. It's not just me; it's others as well. I'm just a vessel giving forth the message. What I'm doing, my sole purpose was when I started my mission, and my mission was a one sole purpose only. And that was to give forth The contents of the message that Admiral Byrd received in 1947, and when he was given this message to give to the world, when he got back to Washington, he was interviewed by security forces for about 6 hours and 39 minutes, after which time he was locked away, deemed a lunatic, and locked away. He was ordered not to talk about it to anyone, not even his immediate family. He was supposed to remain silent on behalf of humanity, incredulous that he's a military man of military order. However, I am no longer military myself, and I'm giving forth this message in its entirety. It's a three-message, and the message is the following. The first part of it was that the hollow earth exists, and also that nuclear power at that time was never meant for mankind to use. There are other forms of energy that are much more powerful and much more plentiful, and they're free. The earth gives you all the energy you could possibly ever imagine or want or need. It's all here for you. You just have to learn how to tap into it. Now, that's part of the message. The other part was a medical, had to do with medical and healing of the body and disease that's on the, that was on the surface of the earth at that time, cancer and leukemia and all these others that were present at that time. The cure was included in that message. And finally, how to communicate. The global communications in the past was telepathy. And so there was really no need to actually talk with your mouth. But there was it's also a three-step process for that as well. You may sound it crazy or funny, but it's the truth. Go out and hug a tree. Put your hand on a tree, ask it questions, and be surprised at the answers you receive. You're one with them as well. And you will connect with them as long as you take the time to do so. Everything on this planet is one. There is no separation between you and the trees, or you and the Japanese, the Chinese, the Russians, or anyone else. You're all one. Think about that. What does that mean to you? You're all one with the earth. When you cut down a tree, you're actually shortening your life. Believe it or not, when you cut down a tree, you are, in essence, the trees have a soul, and they have a spirit within them. And whatever you do to the earth, you are doing to yourself. So think about that. Everything that you do to harm the earth is harming you. And that's a whole bunch to think about, but it's the fact, and it's the truth.
There's no argument there, Billy.
Another thing, together now, we and the trees are the caretakers of the earth. Keepers of records, and so are you. The trees hold all the records to all the events that have ever happened on the earth. And you are too. So you are one with the trees. You are one with the squirrels and the bears and the deers and the rabbits and everything out there that is Mother Nature. You are part of that. You are one with that. When trees, they give us oxygen to breathe, right? Well, in essence, we give the trees carbon dioxide, which they breathe. And so it's a kinship between us. You cut down all the trees, what do you have left? A dead planet.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely true. Yeah. So all these forestry people that are cutting down trees, you need to go out there and talk to them. Give them a stethoscope. Let them put that stethoscope on that tree when they're cutting it down and watch it scream.
Wow.
That'll wake them up.
What would it be used to for toilet paper?
What?
I mean, we still have a bodily function that requires using paper products.
Have you ever heard of hemp?
Hemp?
Hemp.
Yes. Yes. Why aren't we using hemp?
Products that are made from hemp are more beneficial to the environment than paper products. You can make toilet paper out of hemp. You don't have to make it out of wood.
Hemp?
Because they're too lazy, because it's much easier to cut a tree down.
Oh, that this destruction has got to come done in. All these years of the dark ball being controlled
everything,
and controlling millennia.
Everything that you have learned in school concerning the earth is a lie.
Yep.
Everything that you've been taught in school about the earth concerning the makeup of it and the structure of it is an absolute lie.
Yes.
Your Earth, as well as all the planets in the solar system, or all the planets in the galaxy, are all hollow. Every one of them. And there's populations living in each and every one of them.
Well, I can confirm that. I know of a fellow that was here back in the 50s by the name of Val Thor, and he was made contact with the Pentagon and spent 3 years here, and he said he came from within the planet of Venus. So
right.
There's a confirmation.
That's right. And that's what I'm saying. Everybody wants disclosure. Everybody wants to see a ship land. Everybody wants to see, the Agarthians. You're not going to see the Agarthians until you raise your vibrations, until
right.
you raise your consciousness, until you raise your frequency. All of this has to go in unison. If you don't do it, you're not going to see them. If you don't do it, you're not going to see ships decloaking, because they're of a different dimension and they're in plain sight. But if you're not there consciously and energetically and mind-wise, you're not going to see it. It's not going to happen for you.
Bill, if you would, tell us about your daily healings with people.
My daily healings. Well, last night, I went down with Jane to have a nice dinner. We went into a Chinese restaurant. And there were some people there that were eating. And one of them had arthritis. She had arthritis in her thumbs. And the other one had been treated or operated on by doctors in the lower back. And it was causing pain in his feet. So Jane, very confidently walked over to them and started telling them about the changing the water molecular structure of their water and how to have their food taste better and all this. And that was great. And then at the end, she mentioned healing. And the lame woman said, well, I have arthritis in both of my thumbs and it hurts very badly. It's been hurting all this time. So I worked on them from less than 5 seconds. And all the pain was gone, totally gone. Everybody listening to this call, you are a healer. Don't think you're not. Don't let anyone say you're not, because you are. In the Old Testament, Dead Sea Scroll of the Bible, it even says so in there. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." In the King James Bible, it went on to talk about the creation of man. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, it says this: "And with our powers and abilities." You won't find that in the King James Bible. You won't find that in the New American Standard Bible. You won't find it in any published Bible. But it is in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, everybody walking the face of this planet is a healer, and I can prove it to you right over the phone. Rub your hands together. Take your hands apart about 20 inches. Then start bringing your hands back together very slowly. As you do, you're going to feel as if you're pushing against an invisible wall, invisible force.
Wait a minute, Billy. Hold on a minute. Let's digress a little bit. When you're rubbing your hands together, it's like you're holding your hands together like you want to pray, and you want to palm to palm, fingers straight out, and you want to rub them vigorously. Yeah.
Not vigorously. You don't even have to do it hard. All you do is rub them. You rub them together very lightly. Then you take your hands apart about 20 inches, and you start bringing them back together. As you do, you're going to start to feel as if you're pushing up against an invisible force that you can't see. But the more you come together, you're going to start feeling the heat between your hands. When you get to that point, stop. Because that's your healing power. Everybody walking the face of this planet, from the smallest child to the eldest of elders, are healers. Make no mistake of it. They are. Because, why? Because they're God, and they're goddesses, and they're immortal. You are immortal beings. You just don't know it. I'm going to shut up because my father just tapped me on the shoulder, so I'm going to shut up. And I'm going to invite my father to come forth. And so I'm going to let Jane talk to you for a few moments about a healing that took place at Best Buy last night. Well, I'm having my father come in. So here's Jane.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, I have been privy to be with Billy and to be able to see how he heals on a daily basis. And this is something that we all can do, actually. And what happened at Best Buy is we were in line. We had to get a couple of things. And there was a woman and a gentleman who kind of, one of them had a cane. And the woman and I just kind of glanced at each other while I was in line. And I asked Billy to just hold a couple of things. I went over to her and I introduced myself, even though I didn't know them at all. And they were already very open and friendly. And so I said, "It looks like who's using this cane and for what reason?" And she told me that her husband had just had knee surgery. And I said, "And how about you?" She said, "Well, I have arthritis in both of my hands." And I said, "Well, are you open to a healing today?" And so they grinned from ear to ear, and they said, "Well, of course." And I'm thinking to myself that they may think I'm crazy. So at that point, Billy was already finished getting what he needed, and then Billy went over there. And again, we just went into the hallway, and within about 5 minutes, he talking to both of them, and we talked about healing. Billy did the healing for both of them instantly, and both of them, the woman who had never felt her fingers to feel flexible. And, of course, her husband was very surprised. And then when it was time for him, Billy did the healing for his leg. And he was just beaming. He was just ecstatic. He said, "I cannot believe I have no more pain in my knee." And, of course, from there, I then expressed to them that Billy was from Hollow Earth. And then, of course, we began to talk about Hollow Earth. But the point of the matter is that we can all learn how to be who we really are, which are gods and goddesses. But I'd like to introduce you now to Zora, because Zora is now with us. Good day.
Indeed, beloved master.
Good evening, Zora.
And how are
we doing? A little bit under the weather, but other than that, I'm here to do the show.
You had a little technical difficulty, eh?
Technical difficulties. I'm fighting off a cold. Yes. It's been a challenging day.
The difficulty you were having was not accidental. It was being perpetrated by the cabal. They did not want this transmission to take place. But you, as you have seen, you overcame the obstacle, and now you are having the interview.
Yes.
So, and I knew you would, so I let you do it, and you did wonderfully. Anyway. Indeed.
Yes.
So,
indeed.
As my sibling has told you, you need to get away from what is called third-dimensional thinking. That is your downfall. Third-dimensional thinking does not work. You must get in everyone. I'm speaking to all the population of this planet. All of you must get away and drop your third-dimensional beliefs, third-dimensional thinking, because you need to ascend to a higher plane. You need to transform yourselves into fourth dimension, of which you are now. You were a third dimension before what would be termed as 2006. January, the month of January. Before that, you were third dimension. At the beginning of what is called January of 2006, the new year, there was a shift in the consciousness. There was a shift in the atmosphere. There was a shift in your understanding. More and more people's eyes were opened, and more channelers have been coming forth from that time. More and more healings are taking place. More and more miracles are taking place. Why? Because it is meant to be. And all of you walking on the face of Terra, which is the true name for Earth, all of you walking Terra at this time, are more than your essence. You are more powerful than you could possibly imagine, because you are God. You are goddesses. If you be a human, if you be a male, you be a god. If you be a female, you be goddess. Either way, you are still creator. You do not have to look for God out in the cosmos. God is within. God is within you. God is within the tree. God is within the squirrel. God is within all creatures. Understand these. God is you. You have all of the power you could ever need or want right in your mind. You have a thing called the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is the God mind. And you need to reconnect to that. And I say this in a loving manner. You wish to ascend. You wish to see what is called disclosure. Do not worry of these things. Because once you have risen above what you are now, you will not be worried for disclosure. You will already have the answers you seek. Once you have achieved your oneness with Earth, your oneness with all the people around you, your oneness with all of Mother Nature around you, You will not be worried about what the cabal is doing, because they will be too busy wondering what they are doing. And they are going to realize that they are no longer in charge, of which they are not. You are in charge. You have the power. You have the ability that is going to change the face of this planet. But unless you get yourself ready for it, you will not change anything. So you must get your entire being uplifted. Get your consciousness rising. Get your energy rising. Get your vibration rising. And you'll know what I'm talking about. We are just scratching the surface of what is to come. We are just giving you a message that is going to help you to transform yourself to the God beings that you are.
And so are you saying that at one time we were gods and goddesses with full...
You are gods and goddesses now, Dale.
No, I understand that. But what happened to us that we fell... And were we ever elevated to the level that you're saying that we're going to be?
It is up to you. You are the ones that hold the key to your evolution.
What I'm saying is, in our past, in our lineage in the past, was the human race, the ones that are existing right now on the surface, were we ever ascended? Or why did we descend?
Say again?
As human beings, were we ever ascended beings before we came into flesh? Last week you spoke of an experiment that went horribly wrong. Could you explain that?
The experiment was an event that took place in the cosmos, and the race, which is called the Caucasian race, was deposited on Earth as a punishment for the event that took place. It is irrelevant what the event was. What is relevant is this: you are now at the point where you can reclaim your godhood. It is up to you to do so. We are giving you what is termed as the realization for you to know who you are. You are God. You are the creator. And you are the healers of your own world. However, there is the Agathians that are on the surface now that are clearing up your atmospheres, that is clearing up your ocean, beginning to, and also beginning to clean what is called the water tables within the earth. Now, that is why you're hearing the sounds you have been hearing all globally. They have been hearing the sounds in Norway, in Germany, and France, and all countries, Russia. They've been hearing these globally. And many of the sounds are coming from the sky, above their homes, above their cities. And they've been hearing the sounds in the ground, rumblings in the ground, and high-pitched sounds coming from the ground. All that is in preparation for the cleansing of terror, the cleansing of Mother Earth. And you are a participant of that at this time. Now, for you to be who you need to be, the exercise that Billy said to you about the raising your vibration and raising your energy and your consciousness, that will help you in order to know what is happening, give you more focus to know what is happening, and gives you the assurance to know that there is nothing to fear. So, if people are fearing, they are fearing because they do not know. But in essence,
right,
in reality, they do know within their being. Within their subconscious being, their subconscious knows exactly what's going on. And all of you have a subconscious. And you need to reach the subconscious level by using this technique. For Billy and Billy's experience, that is the best way for the consciousness and the vibration and all of this to happen. For others, it may be a different experience. But it is in the essence of it, of what is called the technique, it works.
Awesome. Well, I never get tired of hearing this.
I would like for you to open up the lines for questions.
We have Jason from Michigan, line 3.
Okay, who do we have again?
Jason.
Okay, well, welcome, Jason. You have a question for Zora?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a question for Zora. I was wondering if you knew anything about what's going on with David Wilcox.
What's going on with David Wilcox? Oh, as far as the death threats?
Yeah, as far as the $1 trillion lawsuit. And if that had anything to do with, like, the Nesra.
You are speaking of a current event?
Yes, sir.
Current events are irrelevant. Current events are not what is being spoken of this evening. We are speaking of the hollow earth. We are speaking of what is called raising your vibration and things of this nature. The current events of this world are of none consequence.
Okay.
I
couldn't hear the radio program tonight, so I wasn't sure what you guys were really talking about at all.
Yeah, HollowEarthNetwork.com. It's a pretty good sized website. It's got a lot of information in there. A lot of
I've been all over
listening. A lot of free recorded calls as well, going back to I think April of last year. So if you want to get up to date, you can go to the website and listen to those free. All right, anybody else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. We have anybody else?
Many peoples out there, they are all in fear. And what has caused this fear? Your government, prospective governments, have been feeding you a line of their beliefs and expecting you to accept it without question. And that is what you should not do. Question everything. When it comes to your governments, question everything. Make them tell you the truth. Make them disclose what you are seeking.
We have a Kavita on line 3. A Kavita.
All right. Well, we have another caller, Kavita, on line 3. You have a question to Zora regarding Hollow Earth? Go ahead. Kavita?
Yeah?
Hello,
this is...
you're live talking with Zora. You have a question for Zora?
No, I don't have any questions. This is the first time I've called in, and I just wanted to hear. I just wanted to talk to hear Billy and Zora talk about Earth, about Hollow Earth.
Well, you found the right station, and
I know.
Yes, Zora is a fifth-dimensional being, and he's trans-channeling to his son Billy, who's here on Earth, on the surface. Well, would you like to say hi to Zora? You have his ear.
Whose ear have I got?
You have Dale, you have Zora.
Zora? Zora! Mm-hmm. Hello there.
And how be you, beloved master?
Uh-huh. What I want to know is, how are we going to get from the surface of the Big Island to Hollow Earth when we are ready to ascend and go into the light chambers?
Uh-huh.
How are we going to get?
You will be taken in what is termed a twinkling of an eye.
Well, that doesn't mean it. That doesn't help me a bit. That doesn't make me understand a bit. A twinkling of an eye. Now, wait just a minute. I've been reading the Telos books, and I've been connected with the Ascension through David Wilcock. And all of that for years.
Indeed.
And now I am ready to ascend to the fifth dimension. But I'm a little curious as to how I'm going to get to Telos.
You wish to go to Telos?
Well, that's Hollow Earth, and that's where the light chambers are.
That is not Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is in the center of your planet. Telos is in beneath the city of Shasta in Northern California.
Yeah. Right.
That is not Hollow Earth. That is subterranean. That would be the part of the Agathian network.
Well, explain to me then what I'm supposed to be going to do.
You are on the Big Island of Hawaii?
Yes.
1 minute, folks.
I get Kauila Pele's blogs every day.
I am about to tell you quickly that Billy and I are going to be coming to Hawaii.
Okay.
And in the meantime... In the meantime, you're going to have to check out what we have available on the hollowearthnetwork.com because we're running out of time, and folks, I just want to thank the caller and Zora.
When should I call back?
The show will be back on in 2 weeks, and this coming Saturday, if you go on the website, you'll see that we have a free conference call.
Okay.
And it'll be set up for Saturday morning. For the information on that, you can go to hollowearthnetwork.com and under conference calls, and it'll give you the information.
Okay, wonderful. Are they free calls?
They are free.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
That's folks. The show's over. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Zora, thank you for coming in, and tune in 2 weeks. For another
Indeed.
Hollow Earth Network. Good night, everybody.
Indeed.